Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Reporting injuries from the game, we did have Kadeem Carey, running back, left the game basically with a head injury. We'll update you on that as we did not return. Any questions?
Jeff, fourth and four, fourth and goal from the four, 10 minutes to go. Why not take the points in that situation?
I think we hadn't made many trips down there, and we hadn't scored touchdowns. It had been kind of a field goal game. And, you know, at that point in the game, we felt that that was going to be kind of maybe our last opportunity. So we were aggressive and came up short on fourth and four.
Why did you think it might be your last opportunity?
Well, I think, again, you're going against a pretty stingy defense. You know, they scored 17 points, and we scored 15. That's not a real high-scoring game in our business. But we knew it would be tough sledding, and so we needed to take advantage of getting points when we had the opportunity.
Was a two-point conversion or a pass-run option, and did Jay change the play at the line?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into, scheme and what we're doing schematically, but, obviously it came up short.
Going for it there was a little bit out of character for you philosophically. I mean, you've been pretty conservative, it seems like, throughout the season.
Well, I think, again, they went for it on fourth down and didn't convert either. So, maybe that had a factor too.
John, what makes that defense so tough up front?
They got good players. I think they got good team speed. They got good rushers off the edge. They've got good guys on the outside to cover. I think that's pretty good ingredients for good defense in a National Football League.
Denver drove right down early on. Did you guys make adjustments? What did the defense do after that?
I mean, we left the guy uncovered. So we needed to get that adjusted, and I think we figured that out.
John, ultimately, in that two-point conversion, do you feel it's better to give your offense an option, or a run-pass option, or just more options than a straight run? The right side.
I mean, if you pay attention to what we do, we have a lot of that in our offense every down, not just on two-point plays. And, sometimes we execute it and sometimes we don't.
On that first touchdown, what caused the guy to be left uncovered? Was there a communication breakdown?
You guys always want to hear the blame game, but, we just didn't execute very well. That's what happened.
Was struggling to run the football coming into today's game. What was it about their ability to get out the perimeter pretty consistently?
Well, I think anytime you go under center, that you have a quarterback that can make you defend the edge, I think it's an advantage. We had a pretty good idea of what they would do and how they do it. They didn't do anything that surprised us.
Did you feel like this was a good game by your defense?
Well, I don't really feel great about any time we lose. I don't really understand the question, but, I don't think it was a super porous defense that caused us to lose the game, if that's what you're asking.
John, what was the discussion on the first Cutler interception right after Kadeem gets knocked out? What did Jay say went wrong on that play?
We don't really have time to do all that stuff, not like this.
From your vantage point.
Well, the guy played inside and made a good play on the ball, Danny Trevathan, 59.
Biggest challenges for the offense today being as shorthanded as it was without Mack, without Alshon?
Every week, it's different. They were shorthanded. They were short some guys. We were short some guys. That's the National Football League. We'll evaluate it tomorrow and get a short week. Guys will be in and lift and flush as far as physically. They won't meet with us. We'll game plan and we'll get ready for a game Thursday night in Green Bay.
Standpoint any different for you today facing your own team?
From what?
From a personal standpoint.
Yeah, there was more guys to say hi to after the game.